Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, November 30th. And Danny, if you did not get a chance to finish everything in November, you always have December, right?
Legit.
And you would remind us to rent is due tomorrow.
I know, on a Saturday. What the hell?
You always remind us of that, huh?
Yeah.
That's the mark of the beginning of the month for you.
Yeah, and the end of my life.
Oh, well, what could I say?
Exactly.
Yeah, is your life?
My way.
Yeah, is your life going in a bad way or what?
What do you mean?
I mean, is it like not the way you want it to be?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Why?
Maybe because if my life was where I wanted to be, the first would not be a big deal. Also, for anyone listening, Bath & Body Works has their candle sale tomorrow.
Okay, then we'll go there. For some candles.
No, it's like a really big deal.
Oh, really?
Because they're usually $24.50 per candle, and they're $8 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to buy some?
I'm going to buy a couple, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
What the hell? It's better than paying
but
the rent.
But like, people like are psycho
yeah.
about it. Yeah,
really?
It's totally better than paying your rent.
Wow. You know, this reminds me, did you hear about this thing that Payless Shoes did?
I didn't even know Payless was still open.
Well, it is open, but what they did is they opened a store in Santa Monica, sort of like a phony store with a name Palessi or something, which is like Payless.
Yeah.
Paylessy, but, you know, and they made it seem like a high-end brand. And then they invited, quote-unquote, influencers to come and buy the shoes for $600. And people were paying this, and then, but these were Payless shoes. That are worth $30 or something.
Okay, but did they get their money back?
Well, yeah, later they told them, of course, you know. But so it was a gimmick, but it just goes to show you how stupid people are. They wanted to make people aware how many people just go by the label.
Right.
You know?
It's true.
And it's ridiculous. But, you know, every time I hear the word influencers, I cringe because who the fuck are you influencing just because you have, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers on Facebook? You're not. Or anywhere. Who are you influencing?
They're influencing a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. Like for me, it's like there's a lot of girls that I follow on there because they show me where I should shop.
Mm-hmm.
Or like where I should like try to get free clothes.
Wow.
So it does work.
Okay.
Like if the pictures are lit and the videos are lit, like it does work. Their message does come across.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a self-appointed title.
Yeah.
I'm an influencer. Fuck you. You know?
I don't call myself an influencer.
No, you don't, because you're decent. But some people are like a fucking big deal constantly. I'm an influencer. You look and they have 5,000 followers or something. You know?
Right.
So, you know, bullshit. But, there's no denying that there's a lot of people, I guess, if people follow them, then some of the things they say would influence these people, right? Especially celebrities and shit like that. But maybe they invited celebrities as influencers too, I don't know. But $640 shoes, man. And it was a fake store.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but what publicity,
I would never
huh?
buy a pair of shoes for $640.
Yeah,
like I could never do that. Like I physically could not do that.
Right.
I'd rather just go to like the websites that I normally shop off, which their stuff is dope, and get like 90 pairs of shoes for $640.
Yeah.
Then I'm
and
like,
besides,
good for the
you
year.
Know, I mean, that's a label nobody had heard of before. Why would you go just because they made the store high end,
right?
And everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny though. I like that. I wish
I like the message that they're trying to say.
I know. I wish they hadn't given back the money. You know, let them go fuck themselves.
I mean, they would have to. They have to though.
Yeah, I know. I'm a stupid influencer. I'm gullible.
Well, they probably got paid to show up though.
No, I don't think so. They just, you know, they
most influencers that get invited to events, they're getting paid to
no,
be there.
No, but these people pay money. These are influencers.
Yeah, yeah, but they probably
pay
got paid to show up, though.
No, I don't think so.
So then,
why?
If it's like a influencer that has over like probably 500,000-600,000, they got paid to show up. They don't care. They literally wouldn't even, they wouldn't care to show up to your event. Like, I'm not putting on your brand unless you're paying me.
Mm. Well, maybe not everybody thinks the way you do. I don't know.
I don't really think you that know, way. I show up to plenty of events not getting paid, but I'm saying a lot of people out here are getting paid to show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a job. Instagram and all these social media outlets has become a job.
God, I can't believe this. I would never pay anybody a penny for that fucking bullshit, you know? I mean, go and spend some on advertising and stuff, something that's pretty decent. But
that is advertising, really.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you're dealing with kids here sometimes, you know?
Yeah, who are like, oh, my God, look at her shirt. I want to buy it, too. Right. And then they buy it.
Yeah.
It does work. For sure.
I don't know. I'll have to check into that and see how effective that is. But that was funny, yeah. So when he talked about the cheaper candles, I was thinking about that, you know.
Yeah.
That I just saw that. But it's pretty pretty strange. I don't know. I never go by brands just based on the brand. You know, I got to like it.
Right.
You know, like some things I think are like name brands, but they're not that cool. Like what they call them? Those expensive watches, what are they called?
Rolex,
yeah. Thank you. They're ugly watches. They're not really nice.
Yeah, I don't really like them either.
But they're like $10,000. Yeah, I know. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And then...
people are in New York sell fake Rolexes.
Yeah.
They look just like it.
I know.
But you can
get
it for like $600.
$600? Yeah. No, you get it for $20.
No, like $600.
$20. Mm-hmm. I'll find you a Rolex
knockoff. Oh, I don't. I would never. Like,
no,
it's
but
all,
it's
like,
a knockoff, though.
It's a knockoff, but they sell them for expensive. Because think about it. It's a $10,000 watch, and it's literally the replica. It looks exactly like it.
Right, but it doesn't
work
like it.
And they can go to jail
like
for that.
It. Right, it doesn't work like it.
How do they not go to jail for that? I mean, even Cartier bracelets?
When I was in New York, I bought a couple of, what's it called? The Canal Street or something in New York? You lived in New York, right?
No. Never in my fucking life.
I'm confusing you with somebody.
Yeah, definitely not.
But
I can't even stand to be in New York for more than like 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, the smell is just insanity. But I've also never been in the summer. I probably like it if it was summertime.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's hot and humid, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then too.
Yeah.
But Canal Street. I remember I bought a few... not a few, but a couple of fake watches.
Mm-hmm.
They stop working after a few days. You know, it's all bullshit.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But because he's buying it off the street. Who knows where the fuck it came from, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I will buy... I'm still enamored with Apple products, you know? I just realized I'm fucking totally, like, surrounded with Apple products now. You know, I got a new iPhone, so then I get an Apple Watch, and then I got those AirPods.
Yeah.
And my car has Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
So I'm like all connected all around.
Right. Which isn't a bad thing.
But you know, those AirPods, which is the wireless headphones or earphones, you never realize. See, that's one thing with Apple. They bring you things you never realized you needed, you know?
You don't really need that.
You really do. You know what? Your hands are free. And that's a big deal. And there's no entanglement of the wires and everything, which is a big... Which is the ass. But you don't talk on the phone that
I really
much,
don't.
Right?
Yeah, so it's not really for me.
Right.
I'm barely talking on the phone.
Yeah, and for music, it's not the best ones there are, you know?
Right, like I'd rather get Beats by Dre.
Right.
For sure.
For music, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one, I mean, to talk and to be doing things with your hands, I'm always carrying something. You
right.
know? Yeah, so, but we talked about that yesterday. In other news, you probably never heard of her, this porn star called Jessie Jane, right?
Why does that sound familiar? Is she old?
No, she's 30-something.
I'd have to see a picture of her.
Yeah, yeah. She's very pretty, but she's a porn star.
Okay.
And so these are all like fake names, of course. They're saying
of course,
her real
yeah.
name is Cindy Taylor. So she was busted after public intoxication after a football game. She was found drunk and soaked in urine on the street.
Like people pissed on her? She pissed
no,
on herself.
No, she pissed herself, you know. That's what the officer says. She pissed her pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
where are her friends at?
I don't know, but they tried to get a number from her so they can call somebody to come and get her. She couldn't even come up with that, with anything. But I'm asking, where the fuck was her phone, you know? But
if you're that drunk, she probably lost it.
You think so?
Can you imagine being that drunk and losing your phone? That's like the most dangerous combination you can ever possibly put yourself into.
Yeah. Hmm. So she says, I didn't do anything. And he's like saying, no one's saying you did anything. We just need to know if we can call somebody. So she says, yes, yes. So what number do you need to call for you? She's like, whatever. You know? So he's like, no, I'm asking you to give me the number. And she goes, I'm trying, but you're yelling at me. So.
Oh, man. What's her name? Jessie what?
Jessie Jane. Yeah.
Let's see.
She's cute, you know, but how humiliating it is to do this shit, you know? And they're all fucked up, I think, in one way or another.
Is she blonde?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I saw her page.
Yeah. So her mugshot doesn't look as hot, but it's never supposed to, right?
Man.
Yeah.
This was in L.A.?
No, I don't know where that was. It was an after an Oklahoma game, but I guess she probably is in L.A. with the porn and everything, you know?
Yeah, if you go to her page, she definitely looks like a porn star, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And she's famous at that, I guess.
I have more followers than her.
What, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like almost 250,000 more.
Oh, God.
There's like really, really famous porn stars, and she's not one of them.
She used to be. She used to be like the
maybe when Instagram wasn't popping.
Because I'd hear her name all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I mean, she was on Howard Stern and all that, and that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of these porn stars. Maybe on Twitter she's stronger.
Yeah, let me see her Twitter.
Most porn stars go there because they can say anything.
Let's see.
Put up pictures.
She has a fan club page, but she actually doesn't have her own page, which is weird, unless it's under a different name.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You can look for it by name, right? Rather than by
well, I typed in
handle.
Jessie Jane.
Right.
And
yeah, you'll
find
them.
It's only her fan club page. She doesn't actually have one.
Wow, very interesting. Hmm. Yeah. So you want to talk about people who work in the sex industry. Do you remember Crystal Hefner? This was like a long time ago.
No.
But she was married to Hugh Hefner.
Okay, yeah.
And she sort of like got cold feet and canceled the wedding, but later on they got married.
She was married to him when he died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he left her with nothing, right?
No, I don't know that.
I think he just left her the house.
Know if she stayed with him, but the thing is, when they met, she was 26. She was a centerfold or something.
Right.
And he was 86.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So that's 60 years. That's a 60 year difference. And she's like, yeah, you know, we felt like children together. He treated me so well and so respectful and kind. Well, of course. But, you know, I think younger guys could have done the same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the thing. You know, when you're famous and you have money, you can get pretty much anybody you want.
Yeah.
You know?
That's literally it. Because had he been a regular smegular guy who worked at like Trader Joe's, she's never looking at him twice. She'd be like, you're 60 years older than me.
Right.
And that's facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
And she could probably get anybody, you know? I mean, she's pretty and everything. Young, or at least she was at the time. And, you know, yeah. So he died at the age of 91.
Yeah.
So that means they had met like 5 years before? That's weird. I thought they've known each other like for years.
No.
But this is here. This is they're showing a picture of them in 2012. So I guess that's pretty much when they met.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like his granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what these girls are thinking, but this is like a regular thing out here in these streets.
Yeah.
Like my friend was telling me about how he like paid some chick $5,000 to like just have sex with her for 10 minutes.
Really?
I was like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah. But if you have that kind of money, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
You can stick your penis anywhere you want.
Yeah, legit. What was I going to say? Last night, I didn't have power for 6 hours.
Really? Because of the rain?
The whole like block was closed off. Nobody had power. I was like, this is misery.
It was pretty windy too, right?
Yeah. So for an hour and a half, I had my laptop. And then it died. And then my phone died. And I was like, I can't do this. So like my roommate brought home a bottle of wine and then he left because there was like no, he couldn't get on the street. I couldn't get out of the garage.
What, he brought what home?
He brought me a bottle of wine.
Oh, okay.
Because I was just sitting there and I couldn't do anything. And I wasn't tired. I was like, it's like 6 o'clock. And I couldn't get dressed to go anywhere because I had no lights.
Right.
So I'm like, and not only that, my car was in the garage and the garage wouldn't open.
Yeah.
So he brought me a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And we had kids.
Just get fucked up.
Yeah. But I was like, both my roommates left because they like went to walking distance to their friends' houses. And like, I don't have friends like that. Like, I don't have friends where I can be like, hey, my power went out. Can I come over?
Right.
And all my friends that I can do that with are like far away. They're like an hour and a half away.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be home by myself. So I lit some candles because it was pitch black in the house.
Wow.
And I was drinking wine at the kitchen counter with like the candles lit, and I was like, I look like a psychopath.
Yeah.
This looks like what a psychopath would be doing.
How depressing, man.
It was definitely a waste of a night. 110%. Yeah, And then finally at like 10:40, the lights went back on.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was shit-faced. I was like, well, I'm going to bed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But it makes you appreciate like how much we take for granted.
Right.
Like just simple things like being able to plug in your phone. Like, yeah. I don't know how people can live without electricity and shit.
I know. Well, people can't. I don't know many people that
and
do.
And cook and all that stuff. It's just like, it's just so.
Yeah, we're so dependent on electricity that, you know, we're rendered useless without it.
Yeah. 110%. Yeah.
Shit. That's pretty bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad. Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, as I'm getting down to the wire and moving. So now
today.
Yeah, today, tomorrow, I have to give my notice. And I'm getting kind of cold feet.
I know.
I'm getting kind of like doubtful and stuff. And
you really need to go with your gut on this.
I know. My gut is to go. My gut is definitely to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's just that I'll tell you when I have the doubt. It's like early in the morning when I get up. But I already realized a long time ago I should never make decisions based on how I feel right when I get up. Because I'm always feeling like negative and down. And
really?
Stuff.
When you wake up?
Yeah, because
I'm like
still
the most positive
sleep.
When I wake up.
No,
I'm like,
I'll
good morning.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't have all my faculties until after I take a shower and drink coffee and everything. Then I'm ready for the world. And when I'm like that, I want to move. So what I'm saying is the natural state is not to be tired and making decisions then, but making them when you're aware and conscious of what you're doing. And like right
do you
now,
ever, do you ever have doubts right before you go to bed?
No, not really. It's usually in the morning, you know.
Mm.
So I just realized that about myself a long time ago, that in the morning I don't feel that I can do anything.
Right.
You know, well, I think it's normal. You still have a fucking sleep.
Right.
Especially when I don't sleep a lot. So then, so the thoughts are not necessarily real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Might be imagined. But I start thinking negative. So then I just shut it off. And I'm like, whatever happens, happens. If it doesn't work out, I'll come back here. No big deal, you know. So I live somewhere else, you know. It's just that I have a very good deal in my apartment here. But what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, and then you're going to lose that.
Yeah. But no big deal.
And then I'll you're going to come back and pay what the rest of us pay.
Right, exactly. But it's still a lot of money. I'm paying $2,600.
Which is not a lot for a two-bedroom.
Why?
Like, literally one bedrooms now are, like, close to three.
I know.
It's insanity.
No, I know, especially here in Sherman Oaks.
That's why people decide to get two bedrooms, because at that point, I'm going to pay the extra $250 more for, like, a fucking two-bedroom.
Right, or, yeah, or, I mean, for that kind of fucking money, you go and you get a house in some other area,
mm-hmm.
you know? But... Yeah,
which
so
is crazy.
Right.
My parents pay $1,000 on their mortgage in Boston.
Wow.
On a nice house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mortgage is a lot cheaper than rent, I got to tell you. You know, if you put down a good down payment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it costs you less than rent.
Yeah, they've
well,
had that house
there's
since
other
2000.
Expenses. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's other expenses, maintenance and taxes and that. But other than that, you know, it's like if you can live in a house, it's a much better deal. And yeah, and I figured, you know, it's like now... I just feel bored here, you know. So even when I have doubts, I'm like, okay, so imagine myself staying here. And the point is, nothing's going to change. It's the same. and I'm just bored.
Have you wrote down on a piece of paper the pros and cons?
No, I do it in my head.
No, you need to write it down on a piece of paper.
Why?
You have to actually like speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Like, this is the good about me moving and this is the bad about me moving.
Okay, and what's the point in doing that? You think I'm going to change my mind all of a sudden?
No, I'm just saying.
Pretty, no, but I pretty much made up my mind. That's why I know.
But you haven't made up your mind though.
No, I have. I just have doubts, but I've made up my mind.
But if you have doubts, I don't know if it's something you should be
but
doing.
But it's not doubts. It's sort of like nagging uncertainty, you know, kind of. I mean, I can't really pinpoint it. Like, what could be wrong? I mean, that I won't have any friends? Well, I don't have any here either. You know,
right.
That, I mean, if anything, I'll have more to do, more places to go. And since it's
how are you
going to
feel about running your radio station where you can't be here? I feel like that's going to bother you.
Well, it might.
Yeah, I think I feel
that's
like
true.
That.
I haven't even thought about.
Yeah,
that
I feel like you are pretty much a control freak, and it's
no,
gonna,
I'm not.
A little bit.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
Well, when it comes to the business, because
yeah,
you,
of course, as you should
have
be,
to
you
make
own
it in a certain way. You
but
know?
I'm saying, have you thought about like how are you going to feel not knowing what's going on over here on a regular basis?
No, I will know. I will know.
But you won't be here to witness it. You're
right,
just going to get like an email
need
or a text.
Witnesses. I mean, witness it. I have people that I trust very much. You know. And I'm going to come and visit here every few weeks and stuff. And make
are
sure,
you, though?
Yeah. Make sure I know everybody and all the new people and say hi to the existing people. And, yeah. I mean, look, I got to try. And besides, Danny, I'm not looking at it as like, okay, I'm going forever. I'm going to try for 2 months. If I like it, I'll stay. It's even possible I'll come back after a year, you know. But who cares?
I think that's why
so
you should have
forward.
You should have looked into seeing if you could sublease your apartment.
I know. I was thinking about that, but I don't think they'll let me.
Is it in
I
your
contract?
If your contract went, how long have you been living there?
Oh, for a long time. I mean,
then you can
no
probably sublease.
Why?
It's the new contracts, like the one I signed where we can't sublease. Like I can't Airbnb mine when I'm away.
Right, right.
But if you got yours for a long time ago, I'm sure.
I guess it's worth asking, right?
To be like, hey, listen, I'm taking a break. I'm going for 2 months. Can I sublease my apartment?
Right.
I think he'd rather do that than scramble to fill your unit in the next month. And somebody will be definitely down to live there while they're trying to find their forever home or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have been doing that. I told you this a month ago. Because like, what if you decide after 2 months you don't want to come back? You're going to miss out on your rent.
Right.
So it's just like to protect yourself. If the off chance it doesn't work, I'm not saying it's not going to work. Maybe
right.
You go out there and you love it and you never come home.
Right.
But just in the off chance, maybe for the first like 6 months, sublease it. And then when you realize, okay, well, I actually want to stay in Oregon.
Right.
I'm just going to end my lease and they'll have to deal with it. And then at that point, it's like whatever with your furniture because you didn't take it with you anyway.
Right.
But you should definitely look into that like today.
Yeah, that's good. It would save me from... I haven't to pack a lot of shit.
Yeah, and you can overcharge a little for your rent.
Yeah, yeah.
You can say it's $3,000 for a 2-bedroom.
Yeah.
Pocket 400. Seriously, you can do that.
Yeah. I'll try. It sure is a good location in the building and in the city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But I think they'll sort of like leave me a way back. I don't really want to. Because if there's something tempting to go back to, then you do. And I really
want
to be able to stay there.
Not true. There's, you know, me being able to live with my parents is a tempting situation. I have yet to go back.
Right.
When you settle in somewhere new, it's just like, I'm not failing at this. I refuse to fail at this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not leaving.
Right.
Even if I have the opportunity, like I could literally pack my bags and move back in with my
parents. But it's not a failure. You try a new place. It doesn't mean that you have to stay there or that you like it. You
I know. Yeah. So don't.
So
but you're saying like if you have your apartment subleased, you're going to want to come back. I'm like, I'm telling you that's not true. Because like I could easily go back to my parents' crib.
Yeah.
Because that's like safety and security. Oh, it's tempting. Fuck
I think
no.
After I live there, it'll be hard for me to come back to California, you know?
Yeah.
You know, lower prices, lower housing, mm-hmm. lower, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So it'll be smaller. But like I said, I feel it's going to be actually bigger for me than L.A. Because in L.A., really, there's no place I like to go that I can have fun anymore.
Right.
You know, even Malibu or all these places, how many times can you go there, you know?
1,000.
So, not me.
I haven't even been.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, the traffic and everything. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I can just look at it as a sabbatical, an extended relaxation vacation.
Right.
And see what happens. You know, I'm not going to, like, make too many commitments to stay. Put my shit in storage here, and that's it. You know, I'll sell whatever I can.
Right.
And that's it, you know? I mean, I have a lot of things I can sell, but fuck my living room all full of the fucking cat claws, claw marks and shit.
But somebody who's subleasing won't care.
No, I know, but to sell them, you know?
Well, I think you should focus on the subleasing first.
Well, I mean, that's simple. I'll just give him a call and see. But if that is not an option...
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely go for that first and then worry about selling your shit. But if you can sublease, it'll take literally 10 seconds for you to find somebody to live in there.
Yeah.
So...
Huh. Okay, I'll try.
People are
always...
What
if they don't pay, though? You take the money in advance, huh?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, the rent. I mean, I don't know how many months you can take in advance, but they could just fucking get up and leave and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it's true.
Create damage, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe there's ways to do that, like Airbnb. Maybe you're covered in a way.
Right, right.
Where you do
I would definitely ask him, because maybe your landlord knows.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but the landlord doesn't even talk to us. It's just his manager, who's a big asshole.
Yeah, so but the asshole will be honest about what you can and cannot do. Right. So
that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead and ask
talking
him.
Talking nice to him is not going to help.
No, definitely not. I would just be like, hey, listen, can I do this or not?
Right. Yeah. I might do that. We'll see.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to commit to something in order to do it, I think. You know, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, they have like along the coast... In an area that I haven't visited yet, they have like dunes, sand dunes.
Yeah.
And they're like huge. It looks like Snow Mountain. And people like sand surf or sand board on there and stuff.
Oh, really?
I'm really looking forward to seeing that. It's like not something you see every day, you know?
Yeah.
So, and yeah, there's a lot of different things. And I'm hoping that my thoughts about the casinos will work and we'll meet some... attractive tourists or something, you know, even locals. How can such a big place, not a big place, but even with that many people, with that few people, 8,000 or so, nobody's attractive.
That's scary.
You know, I went on two trips. I never saw anybody very attractive.
That would really like hinder. That would like, you know, but that would like change my mind about going anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Like LA, I know there's like anywhere I go, there's going to be at least like 3 to 5 attractive guys. Maybe they're in relationships, maybe they're douchebags, but at least I know that there's attractive people roaming the streets.
Right, right. But you know, this is LA thinking, you know, if you don't live there, you don't care.
I feel like from here on out, I'll always compare. Anywhere I go to here.
That's true, yeah.
Like, this is my home now. Right. Like, I will figure out how to make this work.
Right.
Somehow, some way.
And I figure I'll stand out like a sore thumb with my fucking Mercedes there. Nobody drives Mercedes.
So you have to, like, switch your plates and shit? Or are you going to do
that?
Not
for the first couple months. Yeah. But they'll make me stand out even more, you know? Oh, right. Californian.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Hollywood wannabe or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just hope the cops don't pick on me.
No, they won't. You'll be good.
Yeah. No, I mean, what can they do, you know? I mean, you just have to be careful, that's all.
I've had Massachusetts plates on my car for the whole 2 years I've lived here.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm going to have to take care of that.
Yeah.
I want a new car. Hate my car. I want to trade it in and then get a car out here.
Yeah, and don't lease for 6 years again. Fuck.
4 year lease.
4 year lease. Yeah. That's still a lot.
So it's so much.
Yeah.
But I gotta fix my credit first before I can even think about.
Yeah, you gotta do that, and in order to do that, you have to work and start paying down some of the debt or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
It's always back to you need to get a job. You need.
I have an interview tonight.
Yeah. You went the other day too, didn't you? What happened in that one? Was it an audition or something?
No. I haven't done any auditions, just interviews.
Right, but interviews, right? So nothing happened from that one?
Nope. And I had 3 the other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's something you're doing.
No, I mean, I show up, I'm not professional.
Right.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
And
like,
you're nice and, you know.
Like, I went to a restaurant for an interview to be a waitress. And he's like, well, to be honest with you, it's slow season. Like, I'm going to keep you on file because I love your personality. I think people would just come to look at you. Like, he just straight up said that. He goes, but I don't want you to come and, like, you make $20. Right. And you're like, why did you hire me? And I'm like, so why am I even coming to this interview now? Yeah. Like, just...
Why is he wasting your time?
Like, you literally wasted my time.
Yeah. I mean, he invites you and then he says he can't hire you. I mean, what the fuck?
I know.
Wow.
He's a cool guy, though. Yeah. Like, and he's like, whenever you want to come eat and drink for free, I was like, bet.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So, like, it's not me because I can kill an interview for sure. But it's just... I think it's like what I'm applying for. And, like, everything else is just sketchy.
Yeah.
Today, I'm hoping... The job for tonight seems a little too good to be true. I'm not even going to say what it is.
Right.
I'm skeptical. I'm like, this can't actually work out for me. Cause like, why would it?
Why not? See, that's what you need to think.
No, but I've been positive. And then I got this random text.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I've been speaking. I literally have a list. And every morning when I wake up, I have my cup of coffee or eat my breakfast. And then I speak my list out loud.
Because
people keep telling me to do that.
A list of what? Of things you should do or...
Like life goals.
Affirmations.
Like, for instance, on my list, it's like, I'm going to be happy. Yeah. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to have 3 kids. They're all going to be healthy. I'm going to get a Maserati SUV. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to stop dating disrespectful men. Like, I put like 50 things on a list and every morning I say them out loud.
Good.
So I said, one of my things was, I'm going to get a job that's going to lead me to my correct career. And then all of a sudden I get this random text message. And it was like, hey, you applied for this job a few months ago. Are you still interested? And I was like, hey, sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but like, if it was months ago, I have no idea what I applied for. Like,
right. That's why you texted me.
Yeah.
Should email or something.
Right.
No?
Right. That's a little sketchy, too.
It is.
It's an iPhone. If it was green, I would have been skeptical.
Why?
Because no, everyone has an iPhone.
Right. So why would you be skeptical?
Then it's like a fake app or something.
No.
Yeah. If it's green.
So what? It's not a fake app. It's an
No
Android.
One has an Android.
A lot of people.
Literally,
do.
Like, no one I know has an Android.
Okay,
you were like the only person I knew, and then you got an iPhone.
Right, right. But I know a lot. A lot of people come with Android. And like I said, the rest of the world prefers Android. But here in L.A., we're all around iPhones, I agree, but it doesn't make someone sketchy if they use
I'm sorry, I'm just being
Android.
Honest with you.
No, you're honest about the way you think.
Yeah,
about
that's
it,
how I feel.
But it has nothing to do
yeah, like, but if someone hits me up on a green line, I'm like, I don't trust you.
Oh, God. To me, it's just the fact that a potential employer texted me. That's not normal. Either you call or you email.
Yeah, so then I go. A day later, she responds and was like, blah, 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 blah. This is the job. She did like basically a list of all the things that I would be doing and who I would be doing it for. And I knew exactly who the person was that I'd be doing it for. Like, they're famous.
Really?
Yeah. Not like super, super famous, but like very successful.
Okay.
And I was like, So I was like, when can you speak? Like, I just was like, when can you speak? She's like, can you meet me tomorrow night? This was yesterday at 7:30 in Burbank. And I was like, and she said her name. Yeah. And I was like, it's a woman. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can meet you at that time. So I Googled her name and his name next to each other. And they do pop up next to each other, which is like, okay, I'm less sketched out.
Right.
But like, how do I know this is legit? Like, how do I know I'm not walking into like my kidnapping?
Right.
When I get there tonight.
But you're going to, where are you meeting? A public place? Like a restaurant or something?
It's an art gallery.
Art gallery? You're meeting at a fucking art gallery?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
In an art fucking gallery? What the hell? What kind of people are you meeting? You need to meet at a restaurant or a Starbucks at least.
Right.
The first time. Unless they have a formal storefront or a... You know, some kind of office that you can go to.
I don't know. She just sent the address and told me what street to pull down and that there was parking at the building and that I wouldn't have to worry about parking. And then I was like, she's like, see you tomorrow. And I was like, okay, see you tomorrow.
Well, go with the body cam or something.
Well, no, I always share my location with Gabby. And anytime I go to a job interview, I bring a knife.
Really?
I bring a kitchen knife. I leave it in my purse. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't about to kill me because I'm going to kill your ass first.
But why don't you get like pepper spray?
I do. I don't know how to spray it. I have it. I have one in my car right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I have this and I don't even know how to use it.
Well, it better because it's much better than, it's much cleaner than a fucking knife.
Yeah, but like, let's think about it. If I get into a situation and I panic and I accidentally spray myself, I just gave my attacker leverage to attack me
true,
more.
True, but he could use the knife against you too. You know, you don't know. You know, so
I know.
I don't know. The knife is. Why don't you go and train how to fucking use the pepper spray? I don't know how to use it.
I should just get a taser.
Yeah,
I probably could get approved for that.
It's like getting a gun and not knowing how to use it.
I know.
Why do you have it?
I know. It's. I even like joke around about it all the time with Gabby. I'm like, yo, I've got this pepper spray, and I'm even scared to even open the top because I'm like, I'll probably accidentally spray myself.
Oh God. The things that you think about, huh?
But that's all I'm doing tonight. When the lights were off yesterday, when I was drinking my wine at my kitchen table like a psychopath.
Right.
It's so weird. I'm like breaking out on my chest. That hasn't happened to me in so long. But I basically finished my movie. So I'm going to go to this job interview, come home, finish my bottle of wine, and bang this bitch out. I don't feel like doing anything this weekend.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't blame you. I mean, if you're in that kind of mood,
right?
What are you going to do, you know? That's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I don't have much to do on the weekend either. That's why I'm fucking leaving here. The breaking news, there was a 7.0 earthquake in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong one. Fuck.
Yeah, did anybody get hurt?
I don't know. They only have preliminary reports. Let me see if there's any article about it. Live update. Earthquake rattles Alaska. Yeah. I don't know.
So I always thought that I was allergic to Dove soap.
Yeah.
And I just used it last night because I ran out of my Ivory soap and I was like, I obviously need to use soap while I'm in the shower. So I used it and look at the rash on my chest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
That's annoying.
Maybe it's like maybe it makes your skin dry or something, no?
I think it might be like the perfume or something in it.
Possibly.
Because it's super itchy too.
So you haven't used it before?
I have used Dove before and I stopped using it because I was getting...
Oh, okay. So now you started again. And
yeah.
Wow. They have a tsunami fucking warning up there, man. Shit.
Oh, that's not good.
No, because they have aftershocks and stuff, you know? So they tell people to find high ground.
That's wild.
Not to be swept away by the ocean. Wow. Yeah, I see. An Alaska resident says, I could tell this was bigger than anything I'd seen before. Wow. That's scary. I mean, if we have a 7.0 here, we're going to feel it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's going to cause damage.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I don't know what Anchorage, Alaska is like, but... you know, I'm sure there's probably damage there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, man, when the ground moves, you just want it to stop. You just want it to stop.
I've been in one earthquake that I've actually felt in my life, and it was in San Jose, and I freaked out.
Really?
Yeah, I hid under a desk. And they're like, that's not going to do anything, girl. I was like, well, fuck you guys. I'm freaking out. It's
at
my
least
first.
The stuff that falls from the ceiling, you'll be protected.
Yeah. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
Like, what if a chandelier comes down and, like, takes you out?
Yeah.
I'd rather be under my
chandeliers?
Desk. I don't know.
But no, the thing is that, yeah, it can protect you. I mean, there's a reason why they tell people to get under desks
mm-hmm.
or doorways.
Yeah.
So you have something over you to protect you. But, I don't know. The instinct is to run out.
Run out to go where, though? Where are you going to go if you run out?
Well, outside the building, you have less chance of being hurt. You know, you're not surrounded by shit. Why? If you're like on the street right now, in the middle of the street, there's an earthquake. What's the worst thing that can happen? Nothing. You know? So you can definitely relax. And
no, something could fall off a balcony, come crashing down into your car. Like, there's a lot of things that could happen.
What
if you're
balcony?
Not.
Like here, look, on this street, for example, all right? You're at the stoplight, whatever, and or even you're driving, and you don't really feel it, you know?
Mm.
I don't know, man. But once it happens, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, and it depends
sure.
how long it lasts, too.
Right. All I can think about is make it stop. Because the whole fucking building is shaking. And you
right.
know, what the hell am I going to do now? It's scary. It really is, you know. I mean, with a lot of damage here, this town is going to like be brought to its knees. Just like we did with the fires and stuff. A lot of places got shut down, you know, the freeways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one thing that always scares me is, you know, all the overpasses and the freeways where like there's fucking tons of concrete over you. And you can't go anywhere.
I know. I always think that. That's why I don't really like going on the highway, too. But yeah. Nothing will be more scary than being on Laurel Canyon during an earthquake.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
You think there's going to be like rolling rocks?
Yeah, absolutely. And then your car is just like, everyone's just going to start going this way. That's my biggest fear. Like, at least let me get to Ventura Boulevard and then...
Yeah.
then Mother Nature, well, you can take
just
over.
Just hike from there, you know?
Yeah, right.
You won't have a choice, believe me.
I don't know, but yesterday I feel like I've lived in California for 2 years and it's definitely rained harder than it did yesterday.
Yeah.
And the way the power went out, I was like, this is scary. And yeah. It made like the most horrifying noise when it went out.
Really?
And then it'd kind of go back on and then go back out. And then it was just off for straight 6 hours. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. That storm wasn't like that crazy.
No, it wasn't, but there were some strong winds for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I got home at about 4 o'clock or something, 5 o'clock, it started pouring.
Yeah,
really hard.
It was pouring again.
And
I had no power at that
windy.
Point.
But it only lasted a few minutes. That's what I'm saying. We never have, like, long-term rain like that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But that's part of the deal. That's part of living in Southern California. And for the most part, most people definitely do not complain about it.
Right.
You know, except we really need the water. What are you going to do, man? Yeah. So, Marriott says that 500 million guests, their data was breached. In other words, they were hacked. And this has been going on for years, too. So,
like their credit card information and stuff?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have credit card expiration dates, but not credit card numbers. And of course, you know, passport numbers and all that. You know, they're saying that hackers have gained authorized access to the reservation system since 2014. The company only recognized it or identified the issue last week.
Mm-mm.
Fucking 4 years they're being hacked.
Good thing I don't stay at the Marriott.
But that's the thing. Tomorrow it could be somebody else, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Information is fucking everywhere.
It's just so easy. I don't really think of that type of stuff because, like, my credit and shit is so bad. It's like, go ahead and hack me, bitch. Like, right. You don't want this life.
That's funny.
You don't want to take over any of this debt, so keep it moving. Check my profile and see you later.
That's true. You don't want to imitate me or pretend to be me.
No, exactly.
Right.
But that's crazy because have you ever seen the movie The Net with...
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, dude. It's like they can make it seem like you didn't even ever exist.
Right.
I'm like, no. Hello, it's me. And of course, her one mom has like dementia and doesn't remember her ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. Where's her cousin at? Somebody has got to know this
bitch.
Yeah,
somebody knows her. No, I know. They've had several movies like that, actually. I can't remember which ones, but mm-hmm. I remember with identity theft and shit like that, man.
Oh, I saw that too, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't that good.
Oh, the movie Identity Theft?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant identity theft in general.
Oh.
But what was the movie like?
It was like a comedy.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw that.
With Jason. Bateman and
Bateman.
Molly something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
I liked it.
It was whatever.
Oh, it was the shitty one with McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah. Molly McCarthy.
That's right. So I saw that not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. She pretended to be him, right?
Yeah. And I was like.
Yeah. And then they met and he's driving her back into his hometown so she can testify or whatever, right?
Right.
Something like that. Yeah, no, it was shitty.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
I don't even think
I finished it, to be honest with you. I think I started it and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I like him too, which is crazy. Like, Horrible Bosses was legit.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
So funny.
I know. He's a good actor. I like him.
That guy from...
He's in Ozark, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but I heard it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that one... I like him, and I basically like everyone that was in Horrible Bosses. I like all three of those dudes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who the other two were.
Jason, The other guy's name is Jason too.
Really?
He's married to Olivia Wilde. He's like on SNL and shit.
Oh, I don't know. We can bring it up, but who cares?
Yeah, who cares, honestly. Yeah. But they're both good. They're all good actors.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, identity theft indeed. I started watching the new Jurassic Park last night.
I didn't like it.
No?
The new one?
Yeah.
I was disappointed for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, wow, how do you have like such a good first one? And then this one was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it's not just the first one. I mean, this one's the fifth movie of Jurassic Park.
Well, they basically started over, though.
Yeah.
Like, the Chris Pratt series is its own series. It's not...
I know, but it's based on all the same shit.
It's yeah, still, but it's not considered...
It's still that park with the island with the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. And now they want to move them to another place where there's no people, and we'll see about
that. Well, no, the second one is that Jurassic Park island, like, is blowing up. So 90% of the...
Because of the volcano, right? Yeah. So they're trying to save the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And at the same time, creating their own dinosaur. I think for me, why it was so boring, well, it was basically in one setting the whole movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is not what I this is not what I thought this was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely going... They're definitely going to do a third because the ending was like one of those cliffhanger notes.
Right, right.
So you're like, okay, the third is coming.
Yeah.
The third one better step its fucking game up because the second one was trash.
Great. So I'm investing in a trashy movie.
Yeah. But you have to watch it.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park is like, you just have to watch it.
Yeah. And I like, what's her name? Howard, Bryce Howard.
Mm-hmm, and I like Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. And Jurassic Park has been a pretty good franchise, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's been pretty good.
It wasn't like trash.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like an F.
Right.
It was like a B-.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I'm just for the effects, too. You know, it looks...
But there's
cool.
Really no effects in this movie because they don't fucking leave the location. They're literally filming in the same location the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, they're not around an island. Like, the first one was like, they're here and there and up and down. This one is like, they're literally just in a building.
Right. But there's still like a green screen and all that shit, you know, so... But the dinosaurs... That's pretty cool.
The dinosaurs
cool.
Look, I mean, so real.
Right?
So crazy.
That's what I'm saying, you know. So
I wish I met a dinosaur.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not the mean ones, but like the cute ones that only eat the grass.
Yeah, like Blue?
Yeah. No, Blue eats people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just saw Blue and I don't even know who she is.
Blue is from the original movie and is only the survivor of the little group of people that he raised.
Okay.
She's the only one left.
Okay.
And she is not... Someone that eats leaves, let me tell you.
Oh, God.
She eats meat.
Yeah.
Probably human, so.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
But I like their relationship. Like, it's cute. But yeah. Blue's definitely probably going to die in the third one. Because like, that relationship is going to have some type of, like, everyone's going to start crying when that relationship. They need it for movie effects.
Really? So they get close?
Yeah. Well, Blue saves him in this one.
Oh, okay.
It's like, this is two movies in a row now that Blue came in and saved your ass.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I don't even remember shit from the first one. So.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you're talking about that, I don't remember anything about raising them and all that shit.
So
what was the first one about?
Really? The first one was they had... Okay, so Chris Pratt like trains dinosaurs,
right?
And then like the army comes in and they're like, we're taking over basically, so they're basically trying to train these dinosaurs to become military weapons. Meanwhile, they were creating this dinosaur who like a different version of T-Rex,
right?
And the dinosaur is way smarter. It has like human DNA, so it like thinks smarter than humans, so it figures out a way to escape. And then fucks up the whole island. And then the end...
Where was I?
Yeah. I don't know. Then the end was a fight scene between the new T-Rex, like the human-created T-Rex, and then T-Rex, and T-Rex fucked his ass up and killed it. And that's how the movie ended. And T-Rex just looked at the humans like, all right, I ain't going to kill you this time because like you helped me out here. And then they go on their separate paths. Right. And I was like, yo, this movie's so badass. And then when you go to the second one, you're expecting it to be the same. And I'm like, where's T-Rex at?
Yeah. But there was some fucking, what was it? It looked like a fucking monster in the water that came out and, and ate that guy. What was that? That was not a T-Rex.
No. I forget what that's called. That was, that actually came through at the end too and helped T-Rex. That helped save.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How do you not remember any of this, dude?
I fucking don't.
This is so crazy to me.
I need to watch it again and see if I actually saw it. Maybe I didn't see
it. I don't think
it.
You saw it. Because there's no way you wouldn't.
No, but I remember I saw like the dinosaurs where he was petting their heads. and shit like that. And then they surrounded him and all that stuff. I remember.
Yeah, but did you watch the trailer for it? Because all that shit's in the trailer, dude.
No, I don't think so.
Do you remember the helicopter crash?
I just remember seeing it. I don't remember much of it either. So I don't know where I was that night.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Maybe that's a result of watching a movie over a few days, you know?
Yeah, you have to watch it all at one time.
Right.
Because I think when you spread it out
it's
and watch it over.
Movies are made. It's not like a book, you know?
Yeah.
You really have to watch the whole thing.
Like Jurassic, the second one, because it's not as good as the first one, you need to just watch that in one whole sitting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you start it and then you pause it, it's going to be like...
drag on forever.
Like, I was disappointed. Okay. I'm actually glad I didn't see it in theaters.
Yeah.
Like, the first one, I was like, that movie was incredible. The second one, I was like, oh.
All right.
Like, if somebody had it on their TV, I would watch it again with them. But it will never be... Like, yeah. Jurassic, the first one, I've seen like 3 times already.
Yeah, yeah.
This second one, I'm cool if I don't see it again.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. See you Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.